All right, let's switch gears right now at 4:37 and go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with Tara McGowan, who is the Water Engineer Supervisor, Linear Asset Management Program Manager with the City of Colorado Springs. Tara, thanks for joining us this afternoon. You know, it was a big, big issue a couple of weeks ago with that Guard of the Gods fiasco with the water main break. Let's talk about some of the proactive work that's going on around the city to help prevent things like that from happening in the future.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me on the show. I just want to let your listeners know that we have over 2,100 miles of water infrastructure in our system, and that's about the distance from Colorado Springs to Boston. So we have a lot of pipe that we have to cover, and that's over 200 square miles of service area. So we have a lot of pipe that we look at on a regular basis. 500 miles of those are actually over 50 years, and those are the miles of pipe that we focus on. We actually have a system where we prioritize projects based upon the age of the pipe, the material, and how bad the site conditions they're in. So they could be in a really corrosive soil that causes more rust on the pipe that would cause the pipe to fail sooner. We also focus on areas of high pressure. We have a lot of elevation differences in our city, and so we have areas that are double the pressure of a lot of municipalities across the United States.
I couldn't help but you speaking. Are you from Boston? Are you from? Because I started laughing. You said we've got enough to cover from Colorado Springs to Boston, and then you start speaking. I'm like, she's from Boston. I can't believe. Okay, but anyway.
Yes, I am.
That is so precious. Okay, so yeah, I mean, it was funny because when this actually happened. And found out it was from the decaying pipes there. The first thing that I started thinking about was, wow, we must have a lot of pipes that are in that. How do you know where to start looking? And what are some of the things that the engineers do to try and figure out where these problem spots might end up being?
That's a really great question, and I'm going to lean on our forefathers here. Colorado Springs Utilities actually has an amazing GIS system, Global Information System. All of our water mains in this city are mapped geospatially, so we can see them all on a map. Not only that, but we have information as to when they were installed, what material they are, what pressure they're under. So fortunately for us, for the engineers of today, the previous engineers collected a lot of data about all of this pipe. We're able to utilize that data to help pinpoint where we need to look. So I had mentioned previously, we look for areas of high pressure because we know that pressure causes a lot of leaks. So where we have higher pressure in the system, we have a greater probability of leaks. We also look for pipes that are in poor condition. We call those a high probability of failure. Those are typically metallic pipe, cast iron pipe that were installed in the 50s and 60s. So those are typically our problem children. But because we have all this information, we're able to geospatially look on our computers and see where all that pipe is. We then take all that information and we prioritize those pipes based upon a consequence of failure. Are they near a hospital? Are they providing water to, you know, hundreds and hundreds of customers where if it failed, it would be a big deal? So we actually have a lot of fantastic tools to help us figure out where to look.
That's excellent. And we've got about a minute left. I know we've got a lot of pipe out there, but tell us in terms of how many miles we're looking at when it comes to high risk pipes, and how long do you think that would take to fix that in terms of years?
Absolutely. So we have about 56 miles of pipe that we consider critical that are older in age. We assess about 20 miles of pipe a year, but with the critical mains, they provide a lot of water to our customers. So we can't do a lot of them a year. We usually only do one a year because they're so critical to our system. We are projecting to address about 15% of those miles in the next 5-year period, and we'll keep working. We keep learning every time we have a leak, and we keep changing the priorities as those priorities change to stay on top.
Excellent, excellent information, Tara. You got to be a guest more often on our show because we got a lot to talk about.
Oh, I would love to.
And it was so fun, just so fun talking to you. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for giving us all this information, and look forward to talking to you down the road.
And thank you so much for having me, Dan. I really appreciate it.
Yep, it's our absolute pleasure.